Hello, my name is Corey. I'm 32 years old. I've been diagnosed with schizoaffective bipolar disorder since I was 19 years old. I was a high school basketball star from 93 to 97. I had a partial scholarship for Livingstone College. And I used to exercise with the school and the team, but I didn't get a chance to play not one game. The reason why I didn't get a chance to play not one game because I had a nervous breakdown. At that time, I did feel like the door was shutting on me as far as basketball, but I had to realize once doors close, new doors do open. And once the new doors did open for me, I had to grasp it, and I knew I wanted it. So it was an all-day class. It got real intense at time when it's time to take them exams, you know? So I had to go home early at night and leave my boys behind and go do some studying, go do some homework. You know, it was like college all over again. But once I got in swing of things, everything started to come natural. You know, I began to get more interested in certain classes, the writing classes. I began to get more interested in learning how to write case notes. It felt very good, you know, accomplishment. You know, my support group, they helped me out a lot. They just gave me the advice on keep striving, Corey, you could do it. Don't sell yourself short. Don't settle for less. Be a productive member in society. Don't let a mental illness stop you from becoming successful. It's like the encouraging words they gave me was like, I didn't want to turn back. I wanted to do more. I wanted to become successful. The professionals, I feel they have insight on seeing a person's potential before the person can possibly see their own potential. And tell it to them, go ahead, you could do it. You know, just hearing that positive voice in the back of your mind, you could do it. You could do it, Corey. That's something to motivate you. Well, this key right here symbolizes me entering a new door after another door closed out on me. And it means a lot to me because I never thought another door would open for me after my basketball career came to an end. And once the new door opened for me, it was special.